Det hadde vært langt flere hvis det var mulig, men det var altså grensa, og da var det fullt i dette rommet. Interessa høyere. Først var de langt mer aktive i å kommunisere ut på forhånd. Jeg opplever at det viktigste punktet for dem har vært å få ut at de er uavhengige av den norske regjeringen, at de understreker forpliktelsene sine i forhold til testamentet. Og så har de vært opptatt av å kommunisere ut at dette ikke en pris på det som nødvendigvis skjer akkurat nå, men det som har skjedd det foregående år, altså egentlig i 2024, men den kan også ha helt sikkert ting som har skjedd i 2025. Her ser vi bildet på andre siden av denne gruppe døra, og Jørgen Vattenfryd med, som sammen med Kristian Berg har kristen liket, sekretæren av komiteen, de er sikkert klar til å komme inn for å kunne gjøre det som denne store nyheten som alle inne i dette rommet og framfor temaet på alle vis rundt omkring i hele verden for å vente på, nemlig den som i 2025 tildelt den store æra å bli vinner av årets Nobels fredspris, et år altså interessa større enn nok en gang før, mye takk av hvordan det blir kommunisert fra Hvite huset. Og så får vi bare vente og høre hvilke navn som faktisk vil bli formidlet fra den nye talerstolen, den nye gamle talerstolen. Det er altså slik at den opprinnelige talerstolen er i veldig stortet i bakken, og derfor vil vi nå på veldig stortet i sammenheten.
Good morning. The Nobel Peace Prize for 2025 goes to a brave and committed champion of peace, to a woman who keeps the flame of democracy burning amidst a growing darkness. The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided to award the Nobel Peace Prize for 2025 to Maria Corina Machado. She is receiving the Nobel Peace Prize for her tireless work promoting democratic rights for the people of Venezuela, and for her struggle to achieve a just and peaceful transition from dictatorship to democracy. As the leader of the democratic forces in Venezuela, Maria Corina Machado is one of the most extraordinary examples of civilian courage in Latin America in recent times. Ms. Machado has been a key unifying figure in a political opposition that was once deeply divided, an opposition that found common ground in the demand for free election and representative government. This is precisely what lies at the heart of democracy, our shared willingness to defend the principles of popular rule, even though we disagree. At a time when democracy is under threat, it is more important than ever to defend this common ground. Venezuela has evolved from a relatively democratic and prosperous country to a brutal and authoritarian state that is now suffering a humanitarian and economic crisis. Most Venezuelans live in deep poverty, even as the few at the top enrich themselves. The violent machinery of the state is directed against its own population. Nearly 8 million people have left the country. The opposition has been systematically suppressed by means of election rigging, legal prosecution, and imprisonment. Venezuela's authoritarian regime makes political work extremely dangerous. As the founder of SUMATE, an organization devoted to democratic development, Ms. Machado stood up for free and fair elections more than 20 years ago. As she said, it was a choice of ballots over bullets. In political office and in her service to organizations since then, Ms. Machado has spoken out for judicial independence, human rights, and popular representation. She has spent years working for the freedom of the Venezuelan people. Ahead of the election of 2024, Ms. Machado was the opposition's presidential candidate, but the regime blocked her candidacy. She then backed the representative of a different party, Edmundo González Urrutia, in the election. Hundreds of thousands of volunteers mobilized across political divides. They were trained as election observers to ensure a transparent and fair election. Despite the risk of harassment, arrest, and torture, citizens across the by their actions that peaceful resistance can change the world. In the past year, Ms. Machado has been forced to live in hiding, despite serious threats against her life. She has remained in the country, a choice that has inspired millions. When authoritarians seize power, it is crucial to recognize courageous defenders of freedom who rise and resist. Democracy depends on people who refuse to stay silent, who dare to step forward despite grave risk, and who remind us that freedom must never be taken for granted, but must always be defended with words, with courage, and with determination. Maria Corina Machado meets all the three criteria stated in Alfred Nobel's will for for the selection of a Peace Prize. She has brought her country's opposition together. She has never wavered in resisting the militarization of Venezuelan society. She has been steadfast in her support for a peaceful transition to democracy. Maria Corina Machado has shown that the tools of democracy are also the tools of peace. She embodies the hope of a different future, one where the fundamental rights of citizens are protected and their voices are heard. In this future, people will finally be free to live in peace. Thank you. Questions?
Mr. Chair, the attention this year has been a bit further north. How are you as a committee going to make sure that the topic of this year's Peace Prize, democratic development in Venezuela, is highlighted in the days and weeks to come?
First and foremost, we hope to get your help, because the media obviously plays an important role in highlighting the humanitarian crisis in Venezuela, but first and foremost, the immense and impressive work of the opposition in that country, so that they will still have hope to fight for a freedom, a future of freedom for their country.
Congratulations to Maria Corina Machado and the committee on the decision. But during the past months, U.S. President Donald Trump has repeatedly said he deserves the Nobel Peace Prize and he'd like to have it. He even said that it would be an insult to the United States if he doesn't get it. What does your, as chairman of the Nobel Peace Prize Committee, think of this, and how has this campaign-like activity by the president and his supporters domestically and internationally affected the deliberations and the thinking in the committee?
In the long history of the Nobel Peace Prize, I think this committee has seen any type of campaign, media attention. We receive thousands and thousands of letters every year of people wanting to say what for them leads to peace. This committee sits in a room filled with the portraits of all laureates, and that room is filled with both courage and integrity. So we base only our decision on the work and the will of Alfred Nobel.
Hello, Bibiana Piena from the Norwegian News Agency. As you state in your explanation, more and more countries are moving in a more autocratic direction. Would you say that the committee, by this prize, is sending a warning to the world?
Living in a world where we have less and less democracies and more authoritarian regime means that the world is also getting more unsafe. And we believe that peace, democracy is a precondition for peace. And so yes, that is the message to the world. We need to support the democratic forces also on behalf of peace. Thank you.
Mieszko Czarnecki, the Polish Press Agency, PAP. This is the next Nobel Peace Prize in the recent years when woman has been awarded. Do you feel that women all over the world and in certain countries play a significant or a certain role protecting democracy, taking into consideration the Iranian activist in 2023 and Venezuelan democracy protector that has been just announced as a laureate? Thank you.
Thank you. As quoted in the announcement texts, in the long history of the prize, brave women and men from around the world have stood up against repression again and again. That is a key element of the Peace Prize, and we've seen it once again, that Maria Machado has been a unifying leader of the opposition in Venezuela, and what they did in the election of 2024 was incredible, and it gives hope to an entire country.
Mr. Chairman, Christopher Ronneberg from Aftenposten. We've seen in previous years that awarding the Peace Prize to dissidents can put their lives at more risk than it already is. You mentioned yourself that she has been in hiding for quite some time. What considerations have you made when it comes to her safety and security now that she has become more exposed because of this Peace Prize?
You're now touching upon some of the absolutely most difficult dilemmas in the work of the committee. This is the discussion we have every year for all candidates, particularly when the person who receives the prize is in fact in hiding because of serious threats to her life. She is very active in Venezuela, has been and will be. And so we are also taking the consideration that this prize will support her cause and not limit it.
Do you expect to see her in December in Oslo?
Again, a question of security. It's too early to say. We always hope to have the laureate with us in Oslo, but this is a serious security situation which needs to be handled first. Thank you. Then I'll say thank you so much for your questions. Thank you for coming. We'll have individual interviews.